It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome to another adventure with the Adventures in Business podcast. This is Amy Zander with CD Media, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Amy. You shared with me you did yard work all weekend.
I did. I think that's going to be the same for every weekend here on out until the fall, right? Us Michiganders, that's what we do. Absolutely. It's wonderful. Beautiful weather, though. So I am really excited to hear who we have today. I have not met this person in person. You have. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the show. So tell us who we've got today.
Fantastic. So we have on our show today, Mr. Bruce Scott. I had the opportunity to meet him at a Lansing Chamber of Commerce networking event. And he shared he does it all. And I said, then you come and tell our audience what you do. So Bruce, welcome to our show. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you, Amy, for having me. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing great. Living the dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with this podcast. We have so much fun meeting new people. So I'm excited. What does you do it all mean? What is your business?
Unique Movers and Solutions. We're a one-stop shop. We do the moving services, sanitize your old place. We can sanitize the new place. We can do your landscaping. We would love to start doing some waterproofing in people's basements, drywall finishing, roofing, you just name it. And we'll get to it.
So it sounds like you're kind of like an all around handyman type of guy. Yeah.
Not a handyman. I am currently trying to be a general contractor.
All right.
So I know just about everything who can do the right work for you. So I'm going to hire out the work for you.
Got you. Well, it sounds like one of the main things that you do is moving. And is that residential or offices, kind of anything, or mostly homes?
Residential, mostly homes, residential. We've done a little bit of commercial work. We just like to stay busy.
Sure. And is that mostly local within Michigan? How far away, how far do you move?
My last move was to Mission, Texas.
Wow.
But I would like to stay local. Yes. I don't want to make no more trip like that.
That's pretty far. Yeah.
Absolutely. A long way to go in a big old truck, isn't it?
Right.
So, Bruce, how did you get started? Tell us how you got started with your business.
A real good friend of mine, Dr. Eric Thomas, asked me, what did I think about starting a moving company? That's when I was doing landscaping. I said, sure, a moving company. And then he said, well, I'm going to send some people to you, get you a logo, go get you some business insurance. I found a guy to give me some bylaws from the men in the truck and just start researching everything I could, start going, doing business.
So do you know why your friend thought a moving company in particular? Did he think you would really be good at it? Did he see a need for it? Why moving?
Because it's $250 million industry.
Sure. That's a good enough reason.
It was money. I just don't like chasing.
So you had this idea, you started this moving company, and you're looking at moving into general contracting. Tell us a little bit about that.
They told me I would not get my first contract this year, which has made me go even more harder trying to get it and prove them wrong. But I'm having difficulties bugging people. I'm trying not to bug people. I'm trying to meet people organically and build a friendship, a relationship, and get introduced and walked into the door that way, instead of just calling and email and trying to let them know about my business.
Why is it important to you, Bruce, to build those relationships instead of the cold calling or the bugging, right? Why is it important for you to build the relationships?
I feel like it's better that way because it's not just about the money. When you chase the money, it runs from you. But when you have a relationship with somebody, I'll do something for somebody, even if they don't have any money. Just call me if you need my services because they're my friend. I'll do it because they asked me. I'll do it because they really need me. I'll do it because they value my opinion. I do it because, you know, I just do it for you.
Earlier when we were speaking, you said a brilliant comment that when you chase the money, it runs from you.
Yes, ma'am. Just like a girl. When you're going after the girl and she knows you really like her, she probably doesn't answer your text messages as soon as you want her to, or she doesn't answer the phone every time you call her. She makes you wait. As I'm doing business, it seems like that's how it is, chasing that big check.
You're certainly speaking my language, Amy, as well. We're about the relationships and we're very happy and smiling that you shared that it is about building relationships. Building business is building relationships, building community. So thank you for what you're doing. Where do you network at? Where do you go to meet some of your new people?
Just about any and everywhere. Like I met you at a Chamber of Commerce, LinkedIn, any and everywhere. I just love to talk to people, get to know people, and share experience.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page? You said you mentioned LinkedIn. Give us our listeners a little bit more information on how they can get hold of you when they want to hire you for something.
You can go to www.uniquemoversandsolutions.org. That's the website. The telephone number is 517-257-9216. You can also reach us on LinkedIn, Unique Movers and Solutions, Bruce Scott.
Perfect. And just as always to our listeners, we'll have those links in the show notes to this episode so you can find them very easily and quickly when you need a handy guy like Bruce.
Thank you so much, Amy.
What do you have coming up in the near future that you're really looking forward to and you're excited about?
I'm really excited about my daughter becoming a dental hygienist. She went to Central Michigan University. She got a job offer her sophomore year in Dallas. So she left school to go become a dental hygienist. I told her she can always go back to school, go get that money. I'm very excited about my son. He's 10 years old. He loves to design tennis shoes. He's in a Sneaker Essential program where he's meeting people from Nike and doing Zooms with people from Nike that are shoe designers. My youngest daughter, I'm in the middle of building her own website because she likes to unbox toys and just make her own videos singing. And I'm really excited about my children.
Sounds like you have a whole house full of entrepreneurs there. They're getting a good lesson and role model from you. That's amazing.
Thank you guys so much.
You know, it's so funny because my grandson is 8 and he watches YouTube, but he watches other people play with toys. And it's just unbelievable the number of people that I know that their kids do that. So you're getting her into a good position.
And I seen that she liked this young lady named Adley. I was trying to model something like that for herself. So that's why I started with the website for her. As soon as I get it to where nobody can take her name and stuff like that, I'm gonna buy the name, put it out there.
You know, it's really funny that you say that, Bruce, because I was attending an event and the speaker was talking about you should buy websites, URLs of your kids' mm-hmm. names so that nobody else can buy them, even if your child is just an infant, because someday they might want to open their own business and have that URL for their website. So good job.
Thank you.
So when we start thinking about where do you get your mentorship? You're doing a great job being a role model for your kids, but who are your mentors and role models that you're building your business from?
Mentors and role models, Thomas and Associates, the Ide family, E-Y-D-E, Matthew Ide, a lot of characters in the Bible. I read a lot, pray a lot, meditate a lot. Those are the people that I'm really attached to.
What a great tribute to those others. I love that you're sharing and giving them a little bit of a shout out.
It's nice too to have local examples of other businesses, like you were saying, the Ide Corporation, the Ide family, and different things like that that are right here in our town that are amazing examples of really long lasting established businesses that you can model yourself from and get tips from. It's always helpful. Are you currently reading any work-related books or industry-related books or listening to any podcasts that you want to share with our listeners?
I'm reading a book called How to Be an Anti-Racist. I'm also reading a book called Art of Communication. I don't want to give out a lot of stuff because I don't want everybody trying to be on what I'm on. I want to separate myself. But if they hook up and connect with me and I think they're really cool, I'll give them a book. Just not one that I'm reading currently.
Right. Although I would argue that we would all benefit if everybody would read the Art of Communication book, right? Yeah. We could all communicate better, always.
Can I give a shout out to somebody right fast?
Please, please.
It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. Her name is Roberta Stanley. Very educational, very good person. She took a liking to me. And I just want to say thank you so much, Roberta Stanley, for everything, that every opportunity you've offered to me and your friendship. You really mean a lot to me.
Roberta, I hope you're listening. And I'm sure that Bruce will let you know that he gave you the shout out on this episode, but the world needs more encouragers and mentors and people like you. So thank you for encouraging our new friend, Bruce.
So Bruce, when you started opening up your own business or thoughts about opening your business, did you ever receive some really good advice?
Yes. I was once told to write a book, put these things in order. I started it, but I got really busy and really sidetracked and COVID happened. I put the book on the back burner. They told me, they said, this will potentially get you paid. And now I be seeing everybody coming out with books and everybody's writing books. And I missed the opportunity. It was a great, great opportunity. I didn't take advantage of it. And I'm hurting right now because of, told me to write a book.
Is it a missed opportunity or one that you can pick back up and make some time to pursue?
I would probably say I can make some time to pursue it, but it might have been a missed opportunity. You know, sometimes you might be ready and the person you're waiting on ain't ready.
Right.
And then when they're ready for you, you're not ready.
Timing. We had a guest on here a few weeks ago that he's a lawyer. His day job is a lawyer, but he writes children's books with his children. And he was telling the story about how he had been working for, I think, Lisa, it was like a couple years or more on a book that was more non-fictional, business-related kind of thing. And he always thought he was going to publish this book. He had been working on it. And then he just scrapped it and started working on these children's books with his kids that he never thought he was going to do and has had a lot more fun with that. So I can definitely sympathize with how you sometimes you have an idea in mind and you think you're going to do it, or like you said, you're not ready, the other people aren't ready, but that doesn't mean you can't pursue it maybe in a different way or another topic or something like that. So if it's on your heart and it's on your mind and it's something that you think about often, you'll probably find that maybe a different way to do it.
Thank you for the encouragement. Really appreciate it.
Well, and two, you talked about you get a lot of your inspiration and a lot of your role models from the Bible, and it's, you know, God's timing, God's plan. It'll be there. It's just in His timing and not ours.
Correct.
So did you ever receive any bad advice?
Yes, I received a lot of bad advice. Not to invest in myself, received a lot of bad advice. I was doing too much. I was not good enough. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do that. Who do I think I am? I received a lot of bad advice.
Wow. So how do you overcome some of that stuff? I mean, you're persevering, you're pushing on, you're proving them wrong. How do you overcome that?
I look at my kids and look at my life. I keep looking forward to where I want to be at in life and what I want to have and what I want to do for other people. And I just keep moving. God gives me ideas. I go with it. And it may not work out right now, but I believe somewhere, sometime, the person that I need to help me with that will come along.
Sounds like you already found one person that you gave the big shout out to, which was very, very nice. And there's going to be more that are coming into your life for sure, right? We become magnets. We attract others.
Yeah. And I imagine that you're going to be the inspiration for other people as well because of your perseverance and overcoming things and having these ideas and just having the bravery to try things. And I know a lot of times as business owners that have that entrepreneurial spirit that we're always wanting to try something else and have that, we don't always think about that as being brave. We just think about that as, hey, it's something we're going to try because it's part of our nature. But a lot of other people do look at business owners as being really brave to start something like that and taking on all that responsibility. So I have no doubt that you are also going to be inspiration for somebody else if you are not already.
Thank you for that, Amy. I really appreciate it.
So is there anything that we have not asked you about that you would like to share with the listeners?
Did I mention about my store on Amazon? My storefront on Amazon?
You have not.
Last year, I was invited by Amazon to be a part of the Black Accelerator Business Program. I didn't do too good. I didn't do any campaigns with Amazon. I didn't promote the business like I should have. And it didn't pick up and go anywhere. I think I made like 4 or 5 sales in the last year. But I had Success Incense. I had a clothing line on there. I had some cologne, acne toner, some medicated lotion, things of that nature. I was really proud of that accomplishment of doing business, working with Amazon, having a storefront where I could sell things out.
That's really cool. So can you tell us a little bit more about the Black Accelerator Program? How does that work?
Black Accelerator Program is geared towards minorities. I don't believe you just have to be an African-American person. Women, business women, business owners that are women, veteran-owned, things like that. If you're in a hub zone area, if you're in a disaster type area and you have a business, Amazon has a program where they funded me like $7,500 to invest in things that I wanted to sell, $500 to fund my bank account because you got to host, you got to pay for your hosting every month with Amazon. It's like $40. And then they give you all type of tools and people to work with. But I was so busy with the kids. I was so busy trying to be a government contractor, so busy trying to do everything and be there for everyone that I didn't take enough time for myself.
You know, that becomes so important, some of that self-care and that self-time. So many entrepreneurs sacrifice their personal lives for their professional lives, and it doesn't come without a cost. So kudos to you for being selected to go through the program. And, you know, there was some good that came out of it. Obviously, there was some good. And what you focus on expands. So focus on those things that are going to lead you through your journey of success.
Miss Lisa, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your podcast, share my story. Miss Amy, I do thank you for just giving me the opportunity to be here with you guys and network.
Absolutely. We've enjoyed having you on the show, and I hope that I get to meet you in person sometime at a networking event. Now that I've seen your face and heard your voice, I can come up and introduce myself when I see you. I'm out and about usually at the chamber events as well. And Lisa's everywhere, knows everybody. So
if I see you, I would not restrain. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and for our listeners out there, you know, Bruce has some great services that we all need, especially right now. There's some moving services, some landscaping services, some general contracting services coming up. We'll have the link to his website on there. And remember to support local, shop local, and support Lansing businesses. So thank you so much for being on our show.
No problem at all. We do a 10% discount for Michigan State students, faculty, and staff members. And we also give a 20% discount for disabled veterans.
Excellent. So now you know, Lansing, where to go for your services. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on our show. I'm looking forward to seeing you again, like Amy said, at the next networking events and watching your business grow.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to our show and coming on an adventure with us and Bruce Scott. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can find us at zdmedia.com or wherever you listen to our podcasts. And if you'd like to be a guest on our show, please also visit zdmedia.com and click on the Adventure and Business link. Thank you. Have a great day and go on an adventure.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zdmedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zdmedia.com. That's zdiamedia.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.